Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here's another looming crisis that might soon devastate the value of the U.S. dollar. That is the possibility of a new currency that could displace the U.S. dollar for use in international commerce. It wasn't that many years ago that 90% of international commerce was priced and paid in U.S. dollars. This widespread foreign demand of trillions of U.S. dollars effectively served as an interest-free loan to the U.S. government. To the extent that usage of the dollar in international commerce declines, massive quantities of foreign-held dollars could be repatriated to the U.S. Treasury to be redeemed for American goods and services and ownership of U.S. real estate and businesses. Foreigners would get rid of paper, and America would lose valuable assets, leading to a decline in American prosperity. Partly as a response to American sanctions imposed on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, much of Russia and its allies have been blocked from the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications System, called SWIFT. SWIFT facilitates international financial transactions. Now that hundreds of millions of people on the planet are blocked from using U.S. dollars for SWIFT transactions, the countries of Russia and China have been discussing the possibility of creating their own competing system. There is a possibility that such a system could be partly backed with physical gold provided by the central banks of these two nations. These plans have now expanded into a project of the BRICS bloc, which includes the governments of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Well over 3 billion people live in these countries. Within the past 3 weeks, the government of Saudi Arabia, formerly a staunch ally in enforcing widespread usage of U.S. dollars in international commerce, announced it has applied to join the BRICS bloc. Argentina, Egypt, and Turkey have also asked to join. If Saudi Arabia were to join the BRICS bloc, that would make it even more likely that a competing international payment system not using the U.S. dollar could soon debut. This is a critical possibility that would clobber American prosperity over the next few months. Keep an eye on this story. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.